Space Tammuz, Sunday the 20th of July, Harav Yehoshua Eichenstein, Kriyas Megillas Eicha. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas with Moshe Yehoshua, Ben Yosef Yisshaul, Zichrono Levracha.
Shus, I'm sorry for being a little late. It didn't work out. Talk about an Indian of Kriyas Megillah. The meaning is to read Kriyas HaMegillah, Leil Tisha B'Av. There was a Shaila once, the Koymis that read Megillah from Klaf, the Broch, according to the Gro, they read a Megillah P, Klaf. So somebody went out in the middle for a few psukim. Went out in the middle of Kriyas HaMegillah. Came back and asked the Shaila, what do we do? Am I mechuyev to go here Kriyas HaMegillah again, or not? What halach is? So he asked me the shaila, and I said, I'll be ma'ayin in it. And this is what came out. Let's first look what the shailas are here. Kriyas HaTorah, there's a machlokes haposkim, if it's a chiyuv on the yochid, or it's a chiyuv on the tzibur. In other words, the shaila is, when the chazal metaken kriyas haTorah, is only a chiyuv kriyas haTorah b'tzibur. Person is by himself, he doesn't read the Torah. So could be, it's only a chiyuv on the tzibur. A tzibur has to read the Megillah. It has to read kriyas haTorah. Now for yochid, didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, there's no chiyuv on him, because the chiyuv is only on the tzibur. Or, it's a chiyuv on a yochid to hear Kriyas HaTorah b'tzibur. It's machlokes haposkim. Machlokes, let's say somebody wants to be maver sedra, middle Kriyas HaTorah. Do you say, he's not oisik in something else, not called perish in a tzibur, because oisik in maver sedra, but he's not hearing every word that is given. That's set over, so it's not Yotze. It's a machlokes haposkim. The Shabur brings in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah if you're not allowed to the Maver Sedra, B'Shar Kriyas HaTorah, or not. So what the machlokes is Kriyas HaTorah a chiyuv on the tzibur, or it's a chiyuv on a yochid. Now, let's see what the din is on Kriyas HaMegillah. If it's a din on the tzibur, like those sheetahs in Kriyas HaTorah is a din on the tzibur. So of course, if you missed a few words, so you're not, so it's not your chiv, it's a chiv on the tzibur. The minig is for a tzibur to read Megillah. If you missed a few words, sorry, but it's not your chiv to go here, Kriyas HaMegillah again. L'chore, we should say that way. L'chore. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tisha B'Av brings down a Chaya Odom. The Chayodom says that a Yochid has to read Megillah and Eicho. A Kinnis and Eicho. So you see here from the Chayodom, says Mefurish, that you have to read Megillah's Eicho. A Yochid, he's talking on a Yochid, not on a Tzibur. He says that a Yochid has to read Megillah's Eicho. So it seems from here that it's a Chiyuv Gomer, even on a yochid, not only on a tzibur. It's a chiyuv on a yochid. However, I think the pshat is different. And we'll see what we think the pshat in the Chayodom is. The mocker for reading Megillas Eicho is Mesech de Sofrim. And there are two Mesech de Sofrim that talk about reading the Megillah. The first Mesech de Sofrim, it's in Perek Yudalit, says like this. We lay on Purim, not on Purim, we lay in Megillas Keheles, Shir HaShirim, Rus, and on Tisha B'Av we read Eicho. So the Masechet Sofrim puts together all the different Megillas that we read. Shavuos we read Rus, on Keheles we read the Sukkis, and Shashim. We did different times for every Megillah. And it puts Megillas Eicha together with all the other Megillas. Of course, Megillas Esther is a different thing. It's not a minig, that's a chiyuv gomam, divrei kabbalah. We're not talking about Megillas Esther, we're talking about the other Megillas that we read. That's one, Mesechta Sofrim. The minig to read Megillas Eicha is on Tisha B'Av, like we read Rus on Shavuos. Then there's another Megillah, there's another Mesechta Sofrim. The other Mesechta Sofrim, it says, when you read Megillas Eicha, the chazan cries, you sit on the floor, and with Eifer, like that veil, it's like we're not to read Megillas Eicha. Megillas Rus, you read it regularly. Megillas Eicha, you sit on the floor, you take off the lights, and cry, it's a Yololo, and so forth. So I think these two Megillas, these two Mesechta Sofrim, are coming to say there's two separate chiyuvim in reading Megillas Eicha. It's two separate chiyuvim. What are the two separate chiyuvim? There's one chiyuv to read Megillas Eicha, just like we read Megillas Rus. There's Megillas that when the right time comes, there's a kriya. Like there's a kriya satira, the Parshas HaShavua. There's a kriya of Megillah in the time, the proper time. Rus on Shavuos, Keheles there, and Shir Hashirim here. That's the meaning. That when you read this Megillah, it's a dinin kriyas haMegillah. But there's another chiyuv to read Megillas Eicha. The same way there's a chiyuv to say kinnis, to misabul al beis hamikdash. There's a chiyuv to read Megillas Eicha as kinnis. That's the second Mesechta Sofrim. It says, when you read Megillas Eicha, you cry, we were ashes. Derech Havelis. It's not a chiv of Kriyas HaMegillah like Megillas Rus. It's a chiv to say kinnis. It's a type of kinnis. Now, if that's the case, I would say like this. The Chayodon brings that a Yochid has to read Megillas Eicha. Together with kinnis. Chayodin brings it together. You have to read Megillas Eicha and say kinnis. He says it together. In other words, he's saying like this. This what a yochid has to read Megillas Eicha is not that he's reading it b'teres kriyas ha-ter, kriyas ha-megillah. He's saying Eicha because that's the best kinnis that there is. The same way you have to say kinnis, you have to say Megillas Eicha. B'teres kinnis. So, but that's the chiv on a yochid. The yochid, if he missed the kriya in the shul, is mismedrish, now what he has to learn is not betoich kriya satoiro, betzibor, elo betoichas kinnis. It's a type of kinnis. And there's a very big nafkimina lalocha. A kriya satoiro needs betzibor. If you don't have a tzibor, you can't read kriya samgila. A yochid will never say a brocha, a kriya samgila, when he's reading it by himself. The chi of kriyas hamegillah is betzibur. A kriyas haterah, you don't make a kriyas haterah biyochid. You can't make a brocha biyochid. It's a din of the tzibur. So when we make a brocha, Megillas Eicha, it's only when it's betzibur. A yochid, if he didn't hear kriyas hamegillah betzibur, he should take himself and lay it himself without a brocha because of kinnis. The same way you're supposed to say kinnis yourself, you have to read Megillas Eicha. That's the best kinnis that there is Megillas Eicha. Another very big nafkimina. The Gro holds that you should read Megillas with klaf and make a brocha. A yochid that didn't hear Kriyas HaMegillah or he went out for a few psukim, he wants to be mashlim the Megillas Eicha. Does he need klaf or not? I would say definitely does not need klaf. Klaf is a din in the kriya, not the din in the kinnis. Klaf because there's a kriya. When there's a kriya, you have to take klaf. But the chiyuv that a yochid is reading Megillah is only like reading kinnis. It's like saying kinnis. The kinnis you say is Megillah Seicha. But there's no din there, need a kriya but klaf. Kriya but klaf, kriya satira. You have to have kriya satira. So yeah, you need a sefer Torah. kosher sefer Torah, and everything. Except in Kriyas HaMegillah with a bracha. There's a takana to read these Megillahs in its right time. Tisha B'Av is a time for the Kriyas HaMegillah of our klaf, with all the halachas of Kriya. But the chiyuv of a yochid has nothing to do with it in Kriyas HaMegillah. The chiyuv of a yochid is a simple thing of saying kinnis. Like saying kinnis. That's all what it is. If you're saying kinnis, you don't have to have klaf for that. And let's go a little further. The Shulchan Aruch is brought down that b'shas you read kinnis, you turn off the lights. So, and there's two minhogim there. One leaves one light on only by the balkoyre, and there's another minig that everybody in every little section turns on a little light. To take less light than usual, but in every section you turn on a little light. These two minhogim are brought in the kolboy. What is the sheirish of these two minhogim? It would seem that the sheirish is like this. Mitzad kriyas haTorah, kriyas haMegillah b'tzibur. We're talking about this special din kriyas haTorah b'tzibur. Kriyas haMegillah b'tzibur. So who has to lane that? One person. One person has to lane, and not everybody lanes. A kriyas haTorah, everybody lanes. One person has klaf, and that person lanes the Megillah. That's the kind of din kriya. The whole shayla here is not mitzad din kriya. To the din kinnis. We said in Megillah there's another halacha. In Megillah there's a halacha of kinnis also. Now in kinnis you could clear. How should you say the kinnis? If somebody is misapple, does that mean I'm misapple? Everybody has to cry. So could be everybody has to say kinnis together. The shatz could say kinnis from Megillah's Eichel, but everybody has to read with him in order they should be mekoinen. Everybody has to cry. Everybody has to feel the home base of Mikdash. That's one minig. The minig that says that everybody should light a candle in his section to be able to read with the shatz, because they're saying the chelek hakinis, this abel, the home base of Mikdash, everybody has to go in with that to miss abel with that. What is the other sheet to hold? The other sheet holds like this. The same way the Zalochav has paid them. It says the Gemara Ksubis that a Baal has to maspid ishtoi, has to hire somebody to say a hespid and so forth. So there says the Loshan that one person is mekoinen and everybody cries with. In other words, you don't have one person makes a hespid and he's moir the tzibur and everybody should cry. So the sheet that holds one person reads the kinnis is avada, everybody has to be part of the kinnis. But you have to say the kinnis or only feel with the kinnis. That's the two minhokim. One minig is everybody has to say the kinnis. And then like a hespid. One person is maspid, and he gets the whole tzibur to cry. And that goes, but avada, the whole din that everybody should say with, is not mitzad kriyas haMegillah, it's only mitzad the din kinnis. Avada, kriyas haTorah, one person reads for everybody. Not everybody has to read together. What happens if nobody read at night? They didn't have a Megillah if they didn't read at night. What happened during the day? Do you read with a brocha or you don't read with a brocha? What happens during the day? So there was a machlokes haposkim in Yerushalayim a door ago about the shaila. You read the morning with a brocha without a brocha. I personally don't understand the shaila, because in the Masechta Sofrim it says either you read at night or during the day. If you didn't read it, you only make a brocha once. But you read it twice, you read it the day, why shouldn't you make a brocha? Masechta Sofrim says either you read it at night or the day. It's a din in Tisha B'Av to read the Megillah. So why should you make a difference the day or night? If you didn't read at night, so read it during the day with a brocha. But that's for sure, you don't make a bracha twice. That's for sure that you can't read the Megillah with a bracha twice. So why do we read the Megillah during the day? The Chayv is Kriyas HaMegillah Yoytze at night. Oh, so the reason why you read during the day the Megillah Ot Pam is only because of Kinnis, not because of Kriyas HaMegillah. Why don't we make a bracha during the day? Because Mitzad the thing Kriyas HaMegillah you read it at night. Kriyas Rus, you don't read Rus twice. You don't read Shir Hashirim twice. The Chiyuv to read on that these days the Megillah. So you read the Megillah. So why do you read during the day the Megillah again? The reason why. They say Kinnis. Say after Kinnis. Say then after Kinnis. It's part of Kinnis to say it over again. But if that's the case, then we have a Shaila here. Why do we read? People that have a klaf are noyig that the Baal Koyer reads him in a klaf, the Megillah after Kinnis. So here we have a Shaila. Why, if the whole reason you are reading the Megillah now is because of Kinnis, not because of Kriyas HaMegillah on a klaf, so why should the Shatz have to take a klaf and read him in a klaf? Why can't you take a Mastam HaChumash and read the Megillah from the klaf, from the Chumash? If the whole reason why you're reading the Megillah during the day is only because of Kinnis, and we said Kinnis, you could be Yoytze the Din Kinnis of Megillah by saying it from a Chumash. There's no reason that the klaf said in the Kriyas HaMegillah, but the Kinnis of the Megillah, there's no reason you have to read it out of a klaf. So why is the minig that you read from a klaf in the morning also? What's the reason for that? So I would think the reason is like this. There's a maila, it says in the Maisa Rav, Shabur brings B'Shem the Maisa Rav, when you read after on Shabbos, if you have our klaf, one person reads for everybody. A person. If you don't have our klaf, there are minhogim that everybody reads the Megillah, the half of terms of different shuls or different minhogim. But when it's our klaf, only one person reads for everybody. When you don't have our klaf, then everybody reads for himself. That's something minhogim in some shuls. I think some sofer had that meaning. Whatever it's a meaning in some shuls that you read, everybody reads after themselves. What is the reason for that? So it says in the Gro, the Ma'aser Rav, the reason is because the Vorm Shabal Peh, if you want to be Moitzi somebody at Tzibur, and it's Baal Peh, you can't. There has to be Dvorm Shabiksuvim. So, if Dvorm Shittus holds that's written, printed, it's not called Kosuv, it's Kilo Baal Peh. The way to write Torah Shabiksav is Biklaf, Bidyoy, Biksav. That's called B'Sefer. If it's written in a Chumash, that's called Baal Peh. To be Moitzi somebody, Baal Peh, you can't. That's the Tam of the Gro. That if it's written by klaf, you're moitzi. It's written by this, you're not moitzi. Because it's a dvorm shabal peh. Not kosuf kilchose. Kosuf kilchose is our klaf. So that's the case. If we want to hear the Megillah, there's no question we get more nisragish when you hear from a Baal Koyer reading it with the nigun with the trop. It's much more of a kinnis. It's much more miragesh. The nigun is miragesh. It's in there. So if you want to hear from somebody, the Kriyas HaMegillah, you want to hear it. So if you have it minaklaf, it can be made to you. If you don't have it minaklaf, according to the Goyen, you have to read it yourself. So the reason why the minig is that you read from a klaf, in order to be made to everybody, the Kriyas HaMegillah, and everybody prefer to hear from the Shatz. It's much more of a chavaya if you hear from the Shatz. Anyway, that's what I would think is the pshat. So anyway, time is late. So, just in Misakem, there's two dinim in Kriyas HaMegillah. There's a dinim in Kriyas HaMegillah, it's a Kriyas HaMegillah like Rus, and then Kriyas HaMegillah is at Kinnis. And there are two halachas we have to Mekayim. And if somebody missed Kriyas HaMegillah but Tzibor, he reads it himself, like the din of Kinnis. He doesn't need to take a klaf. And in the morning, Ikar din, there's no din of a klaf, but if you want a Tzibor to be here for one person, that's why you take a klaf. Okay. You have a wonderful day.